This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hi, my name's Cameron Bedding, and welcome to the Your Mind is Your Home podcast. I'm going to share with you some ideas and concepts all around mental and emotional health. I'm going to discuss ways that may help you expand your way of thinking that may then possibly improve how you're then living. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as I share with you now some positive insights around mental health. Have you ever found yourself in a position where you felt that you were uncertain about the future of your relationship, or you felt that you weren't happy in a job that you were doing, or you just thought that you'd become a different person and that the people around you, the things that they were doing, the things that they were saying, just had no interest to you anymore? Well, this, from a coaching point of view, if you've experienced any one of those, this from a coaching point of view may possibly be what's known as a shift in your values. And I often see this and experience this with the people that I'm working with who are facing a conflict within themselves where there's an uncertainty over the future of, let's say, a relationship or the future of their career. And it's because they feel that just something isn't right, something's not working, and it can lead them to feel very confused. They can feel sad, they can feel depressed, because something that they've known for so long, something that they've done for such a long amount of time, they no longer enjoy, or they no longer feel that it fits with them for who they are. So they can end up feeling and being very, very confused. And so what tends to happen here is the person has had what's known as a values shift. Their values, the things that are important to them in their life, have shifted, and they're unaware. They haven't actually sat down, put it down on paper, or worked with someone who knows about values. They're unaware that their values have shifted, but it can leave them and lead them to almost freak out. It can lead them to freak out and feel as though, oh no, this isn't working, I need to end this relationship, or we're not compatible. That's the most common thing with people who are having relationship struggles. A lot of the time there's a value shift in one person, and it's actually identifying the values, understanding the values, and then working with them to actually realize that it's just a shift and that it can be worked with. The relationship doesn't have to end. And it's the same with a job. It can be a person is in a career, they loved it, it was their dream, they were absolutely enjoying it, they had a great time for a number of years, and then they don't want to go there anymore because on an unconscious level, their values have shifted. So values are what are generally important to us. Now, remember, what's important to you won't be important to me. We all have our own values, and we have our own values in so many different areas of our lives. So we have relationship values, career values, health values, family values, friendship values. It just goes on. We have values in all areas of our lives, and values that are important to us on an individual level. We'll also have within those values a hierarchy. We'll have most important and then less important. And the same as how my values are not the same as your values, the actual importance will also vary from person to person. And so what our values do is they help us automatically. They filter our thinking. They're almost like a software inside our own heads, in our brains, with our thoughts. They filter to us what's good, what's bad, what's pleasant or unpleasant, what's true or false, what's appropriate or inappropriate, and the list goes on. And so because our values are personal to us, we attach our own meaning to our values. We have our own understandings of what's important to us, but also we have our own feelings that are layered in behind the values that we think and the values that we feel and experience in our lives. And so if you were to say one of your main values in your life or in your relationship was honesty, well, honesty to me may be speaking your truth and open communication. And honesty to the next person, the meaning that they have inside themselves for the word honesty may be not telling lies. So we all have our own meanings to the words that we use, and we all have our own values. Then we all have our own beliefs, and we also have our own experiences that we've had in our lives from the past, our own educations, our own religions, our own upbringings. So much of what's happened to us in our past shapes what we experience on the inside and how we live our lives. But with our values, we can end up in times of our lives in conflict. We can feel like we're in conflict, and we can end up feeling lost, unsure. And in those moments of feeling lost, we can feel uncertain and sad and even anxious and depressed. And so working with people professionally as a coach, a lot of the time I'll elicit and go through various processes which helps people identify their values. And what that does for the person is it can give them a lot of clarity over what's really important to them. Because what happens is, through the process of eliciting values, is that our values tend to lie on an unconscious level. So you might listen now and think, well, I know what's important to me in my relationship, or in the way that I parent, or in what I'm doing in terms of my wellness for my own life. You might sit there thinking, well, I know what's important. But we tend to have the values that we're conscious of and that are more surface level. And through the process, as we continue to elicit and ask the person what their values are, we start to get the unconscious values, and they tend to be the more deeper and more important values that then come up in a session. And so once you show someone their values for their career or for their relationship, and once they get that understanding, a lot of their life and a lot of how they're experiencing their life can make more sense to them. The values that they discover can not only lead them to extra learning and expanded thinking, but then they can almost be like a map for how to approach life, how to engage with people, but also how to do the things in life that sit and align with their personal values. And so what can happen then when you're doing things where your values are met and where your values are fulfilled, when you're experiencing your relationships where your values are met, where you're in a job where your values are so met, you can actually feel like you're on top of the world. And a small disclaimer here, this isn't about trying to figure out your values and then going to sacrifice things so that you're living your best life only through your values. This is really to tell you about how people can be in conflict, and how also the second kind of part of the point of this episode is to show you and to get you to understand that values can shift over time. And so where I personally had a values shift for myself in my professional career was in my 20s. I worked professionally as a professional dancer for 8 years. Now, I did everything that I wanted to do. I did an arena tour, I worked on TV shows, I did TV commercials, I worked with music artists, I did everything that I dreamed of. So my values as a professional dancer in that career were so strong for what I wanted to do and what I wanted to experience, because that was my dream, that was my goal from when I was around 13 years old. So here I am in my 20s, doing what I wanted to do, which didn't feel like work, it was passion, it soothed my soul. And so towards the end of my career, where I'm kind of in year 7, year 8 of my dance career, I wasn't enjoying what I was doing. I would be on set for a TV commercial, or back then an internet commercial, and I'd just be waiting around. There was a lot of waiting around, I remember, and I was feeling very unfulfilled. I was bored of the industry that I was in. I didn't really connect or like the people that I was around. Not all of them, some of them. And it just didn't feel right on the inside. But that led me to feel confused, because for so much of my life, this was all I wanted. This was me, my life, my dreams, my goals. And there was still more. There was so much more that I wanted to do as a professional dancer. But I couldn't understand why I was feeling bored, why I was feeling over this kind of work, and I didn't know what I was going to do. And let me just point out, at this point, I didn't know I was having a value shift. This is me being able to look back at my younger self from the mindset and the knowledge of being a practitioner of how these values work. And so as a dancer, you're always in and out of work. And I started to teach and I started to train in Pilates. And I was very lucky that I started to work whilst I wasn't auditioning and whilst I wasn't on a job, started to work with people on a one-to-one level. And I had a really deep understanding of the body from my dance background. And so through the exercises that I was doing with the people that I was working with, I was getting quick results in helping people improve lower back pain. And I remember specifically one client in particular had said to me after a few sessions, "You've changed my life." And I thought, me? How? And she said, "I no longer have back pain, and you just don't understand how that has changed my life for the better, because I can be with my children, I can go to work, I'm just so happy." And suddenly I felt this overwhelming feeling within my chest, around my heart, of kind of this connectedness and happiness. And I was like, how have I influenced someone's life just like that? And so there was kind of this call from within to want to do more, to help people and to learn about how I could be supportive to other people and their pain. And so when I went on continuing to dance, but on the side was doing more professional training in this wellness area around the physical body, the actual performing industry just wasn't important to me anymore. It wasn't relevant. And I had a natural transition into a new career in personal wellness, working with people, suddenly doing what I enjoyed so much of. I had a spring in my step, getting up every day, going out to work, which I hadn't felt for so many years as a dancer. And so I can look back and see I'd had a values shift. And I was now doing the things that were important to me that, as a dancer, were not being fulfilled. And a lot of people can have that. They can be in a job where they're doing what they're doing and think that they're in the career that they've always wanted. And they can have many years happy. But then things can change. Or even the company that you're working with or the industry that you're in, their values can change, which then don't sit in alignment with your own values. So you can almost feel very alien-like going to work, and it can be very, very uncomfortable and, unfortunately, not very enjoyable. So the second area where I'd had a huge value shift was on my NLP training. I saw the shift in myself in relation to my relationship. And so this was in the middle of my relationship, let's say 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. And I remember looking at my values when I was learning about values, and the person that I was working with on the training said, "What's important about your relationship?" And I didn't even have to think. It just kind of came out of my mouth so fast. And I said, "Space." And the person giggled and looked a bit shocked. This was in a training setting, not a professional setting, and said, "Space in a relationship." And the penny dropped, and I thought, yeah, space. And I could see it. All of the narrative, all of the thoughts, all of the kind of observations came into my mind. And I realized that in my relationship, I was very lucky that I would have 2 afternoons a week where I wasn't working, where I was at home, meditating, reading self-development books, or catching up with my friends. But it was having the space at home. And then I got to a point where I was getting more and more clients and more work. And that space became sacrificed. So my value of space became sacrificed, which I then started to put together and picture. And when my space started to get sacrificed, I started to retaliate and react towards my partner. Because I thought it was them that was getting on top of me, making me feel a particular way. But I realized it was the value of space was being compromised by my choices and my actions of taking more work, of having that valuable space at home by myself to do what I wanted to do, to be in that space by myself. That if I didn't get it, if I continued to work, then it was going to affect my relationship, which was why the most important value for me at that time in my relationship was space. And it made a lot of sense. And where I'd had a shift in my values in my relationship was where I suddenly became engrossed in the self-development world. I was reading lots of self-help books. I was also reading a lot of spiritual books. So my beliefs changed, my filters changed, my mind in many ways expanded in my thinking. And my partner didn't really understand the world that I was opening up to, reading into, going into professionally. But thankfully, they didn't question it and didn't prevent me from doing what I had an interest in. But all of this self-development was suddenly important to me. Working with people was suddenly more and more important to me. And it's because my values had shifted personally in my relationship and professionally. And so where I've seen conflict and where I've helped people with conflict is they're in a job. They're doing what they've done for years and they've loved it. It was their dream. They got to the company they wanted to work in. They got to the position they wanted to be in. They've done the work that they've dreamed of. They've created a life for themselves through that job that they love. But then things change. And so it can be that their values have changed or the company's values have changed, which doesn't sit in alignment with them. And so what can happen is the person can move to another job, which is very similar to the job that they're already in. So they can end up for another few years in a very similar job, feeling unfulfilled or unhappy. But once you find out what your values are for your career, for your job, if you're at that point where you're looking for work and you start to look for the type of thing that you're going to be doing, which will please and fulfill your values, you can end up feeling a lot happier in your life and in what you're doing. In relationships where people are in conflict, where there's been a shift and people feel like they're not connecting or they're not getting on anymore, where there's generally probably been a shift in one person's values, in understanding what's important for each person and to actually tell the person that you're in a relationship with that these are my values and they can tell you their values. If you can get this process done and you can understand the importance of your partner's values, you can then match and meet your partner's values. Because if their values are being compromised, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how much time, energy, effort you put in, they won't be invested in the relationship. And we all change as people. Our values change on an unconscious level, so we're not really fully aware that we've had these shifts. But our values change and can change over time. We can have experiences that cause our values to change very quickly. But if you are in a relationship and you're feeling like you're not compatible anymore or you're not on the same page, it's probably that you've had a shift of values and you may be able to find relief in that relationship. You may be able to come to a place where things can improve and get better if you understand what your values are and what your partner's values are, because then you can work at meeting their values and fulfilling their needs so that the relationship can grow in its strength. And so when we get to realize that the things that are important to us are not being met, we can actually move past feeling low, feeling anxious, feeling depressed. We can be happier in the jobs that we're doing. We can be happier in the relationships that we have and in the way that we're relating in those relationships. And so we can actually stop a lot of mental and emotional challenges that we may be experiencing, especially if we're feeling lost or off track, by knowing, by eliciting and working with someone who knows how to help us find out what our core values are for any area of our life that we want to look into, so that we can then work on improving the way that we live so that our values are met. Thank you for joining me in today's episode. If you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at CameronBeddy.com or for some daily motivation over at Coach Cameron Beddy on Instagram. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.